Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. Night two here in Little Rock against the Arkansas Travelers. I'm joined by Junior Sanchez, who threw six innings of one-run ball, career-high nine strikeouts last night, and our friend Jaime Del Valle translating for him. Sanchez, I want to ask first just about last night and what you think was working best for you to have a game like that.
Lo primero que te quiero preguntar del juego de anoche, ¿qué estaba funcionando para ti para tener un juego tan bueno como el que tuviste ayer?
No, yo estaba trabajando la curva. Ese es un nuevo picheo ahora que estoy tirando y ayer lo tiré bastante y me gustó cómo estás rompiendo.
One of the things that he did yesterday was he's been working a lot with Gabby on curveball. Just, you know, being aggressive with it, landed for a strike, getting that chase when he needed to. So that was a big weapon yesterday, being able to use that curveball that he's been working on.
Last night was your 10th start here at the AA level. What would you say has been the biggest adjustment from Hillsborough to Amarillo?
Anoche fue tu salida número 10 aquí en AA. ¿Qué tú crees que ha sido el ajuste más grande entre la clase A fuerte y la AA?
No, que aquí es más inteligente, son más inteligentes las personas. Y si tienen que esperar 10 picheos para 7 swing, te lo esperan. Pero no es de que tan difícil como Hillsborough, ¿verdad? Pero es más cosa. Yo siento que aquí somos inteligentes.
He just believes that, you know, there's a lot more of smart hitters and a lot more patient, more disciplined. They're able to control the strike zone a lot more. And to him, that's the biggest difference so far.
You mentioned working on the curveball with Gabby. What has your relationship with him been like as you've tried to improve your arsenal in your time here?
Hablaste ahorita de que has venido trabajando en la curva con Gabby. ¿Qué tú crees que ha sido el secreto o los ajustes que aparte de eso has hecho con él para estar donde estás ahora mismo?
Yo digo que tenía la confianza de tirar la recta, porque antes como que corría mucho con la recta y ahora estoy como tirándola por ahí por la zona porque sé que se va a mover y la curva está haciendo buen efecto porque la estoy tirando, la estaba practicando 3 semanas antes y ahora la tiré y me salió bien, gracias a Dios.
One of the biggest things has been, you know, working with Gabby, just throwing that fastball for a strike. He's not running away with it the way he used to do in Hillsborough, the lower levels. He's just attacking hitters with it, let his stuff play out, and, you know, the shape of his fastball play out, whether it's a sinker, whether it's a cutter, whatever it is, just, you know, throwing it over the plate and make sure that it moves.
First 6 outs last night were strikeouts. What is that feeling that you have out on the mound when you're getting so many swings and misses and so many strikeouts stacked together like that?
Ayer tuviste los primeros 6 outs fueron 6 ponches. ¿Qué se siente, tú sabes, cuando estás ahí en la lomita? ¿O qué tienes que hacer para tener ese tipo de resultado?
Yo digo que sigue atacando la zona, ejecutar los pitches de una vez, no quiere hacer más de la cuenta y me salió bien, gracias a Dios.
Just not try to do too much. Just throw the ball over the play. Make sure he gets ahead in the count. Once he's ahead in the count, you know, being able to put them away.
You're the youngest guy in this clubhouse, very young for this AA level. What have you tried to take in from some of the older pitchers, especially the ones in the starting rotation?
Eres el pitcher más joven ahora mismo en el roster de AA que ha adquirido, que has absorbido de la gente que ha jugado un poquito más o de pronto que tienen un poquito más de edad o que han pichado un poquito más de tiempo.
No, yo digo que cuando están tirando, enfocarme cómo ellos tiran, todas esas cosas, y ahí yo aprendo cositas de lo que ellos hacen.
Just paying attention, in-game sight, everything, being aware of his surroundings. When a guy's working on something or facing an opposing team, just pay attention to what they do, how they pitch, what's the difference maker, what are the struggles, what are the things that are working for them, and just being aware and paying really attention to what they're doing out there. That's the best way he learns.
Last one, for fans who have not seen you pitch before, who are maybe just learning your name, how would you describe yourself to fans as a pitcher?
Para los fanáticos que todavía no te han visto pichar, que no te conocen, ¿cómo te describes tú como lanzador?
Yo digo que yo soy un lanzador normal, que le gusta tirar, le encanta tirar, que siempre quiere estar tirando ahí. Si es por mí, yo tiro toda la semana, la semana completa.
Just he's a competitor, a grinder, and he just wants the ball. That's his personality. He wants the ball. If it was up to him, he'll pitch 6 days out of six during the week, and that to him, it's pretty important. Just the willing of taking the baseball and being out there competing.
Guys, thanks so much.
Thank you.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.